The title of this mini-podcast is, What Constitutes Living? What constitutes living sounds like a question ripe for a bevy of Facebook responses, doesn't it? I asked that question of no one in particular one day, and here's the answer I got from the grasshopper. He said, live the moment you're in. That, for me, is living. Conversely, attempting to live in a moment you're not in is, let's call it, deading. I once had a tree surgeon come by and remove a lot of dead wood from a big oak tree in our front yard. Got me to thinking about all the dead wood we deal with every day. Moments that contain no life. We attempt to live in lifeless moments, never noticing that they have the ability to break off and rob us of our life. Lifeless moments are ones that are over and done, or ones that may never arrive. We spend so much time dwelling on these moments that we forget to live. Living is a now experience, not a 5 minutes ago or a 5 years in the future thing. Living is a byproduct of keeping track of your attention. The minute it wanders off, you're no longer living. You're instead accepting a cheap imitation of living. Want more life in this lifetime? Pay attention to the moment you're in. One little practice that delivers more life is to start paying attention to things that you do without attention. Start with something as simple as washing your hands. Most of us aren't present to our hand washing. We're off in another moment while our hands wash themselves. Try this. Sense the feel of the soap and warm water on your hands. Hear the water splashing about. Notice the suds being washed away. And smell the aroma of clean hands. As silly as it sounds, it's a simple practice like this that delivers more life. It opens you up to the notion that you can live more life each day by paying attention to the moment you're in. There are countless theoretical answers to the question, what constitutes living? But living your life by a theory is truly theoretical. That's living with your head up your ass. There is no substitute for the experience of life that present moment awareness brings. All the best, John.